Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrone alongside my co-host Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. Double A, you know the importance of looking fly.
Yes, I do.
Having nice kicks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not trying to give you too much credit here. If that's
you're talking
what you think,
about me when you
think
say
I'm
all
doing.
That stuff. You're
no,
talking about
I'm
me.
Just talking about in general.
Okay.
It's important, right?
Yeah. And Mundy kind of has some of that swag, but I've seen some of the hats that he wears, and they are ridiculous. It looks like Indiana Jones in Temple of Doom.
Well, Anthony, Ryan Mundy is still exploring different areas of Chicago, and he's getting to know the city. So we learned more about the Bears' safety and his fashion sense when we met up with him in the Wicker Park neighborhood. I'm here with Ryan Mundy outside of St. Alfred. It's a Chicago-based boutique with exclusive footwear and an eclectic mix of apparel. Ryan, what do you say? Let's go in and check it out?
I'm ready.
Ready to go shopping?
Yeah, let's
do
it.
All right, let's do it. What was your favorite shoe as a kid?
My favorite shoe as a kid was Columbia Jordans, the number 11s. They came out, I think, when I was in like fifth or sixth grade. And I had begged my grandmother on hands and knees to get those shoes for me, but they were sold out in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
So she had to call my cousin in Maryland, and we had to get them shipped up. But eventually I got them. But I had to do a lot of work to get those shoes.
So all these up here, Ryan, you said are Kobe's, right?
Yeah, that's okay. The latest Kobe model.
Would you wear something like this?
I would if I was playing basketball.
Okay.
I like colors.
Not like day-to-day, though.
No, not day-to-day.
No.
I'm more of a monochromatic type of guy.
Okay.
But I do like pops of color. That's a good shoe.
What stands out to you here? What's the first thing? Like, say you could only grab one thing in the whole store.
This shoe right here.
Oh, that's
I have about at least four or five pairs of this style of shoe. This is a classic to me. I love this shoe with all my heart. The Air Max ones are definitely one of the most comfortable pair of shoes that I have.
Who would you say on the team really knows their sneakers?
We got a handful of self-proclaimed sneakerheads on our team. But, you know, when you really talk about fashion, and I think Martellus Bennett.
Okay.
Marty has a lot of style. Marty, he's the orange dinosaur, so we'll go with these.
Kyle Fuller, for example. What would be a shoe do you think Kyle Fuller would
Kyle's
would rock?
A simple guy. Yeah, he's got like the... I guess schoolboy kind of chill, like a sweater and a collar shirt underneath type of look.
So let's go opposite end of the spectrum here, Brandon Marshall. which one of these shoes do you think Brandon would rock?
You never know with Brandon, because sometimes he'll come in with something simple and plain, and other times he'll come in with something quirky and like, man, where'd you get that from? But I could definitely see him wearing these.
Oh, yeah. This red accent at the bottom. Yeah,
these
looks good.
These definitely look like something that he would wear. You know, he likes his solid colors, black, blue, navy. And these would go nice with a lot of things. Actually, I kind of like these, to be honest with you.
What would you say is the most essential thing to an outfit?
I tend to dress for comfort more, but I really just don't. I like to be different.
This would go with your olive green, right?
Well, I'm a sucker for coats and like fall jackets. Those are the best. These are it.
Nice.
These are it.
Who would you say on the team is best dressed?
Me.
That's a good answer.
Picked up an 11.5. Wasn't sure if it was going to fit, but everything happens for a reason.
All right, cool. Successful day, right?
Yeah, we did it.
You're good. You got your
shoes,
cleaner. You got your
cleaner.
Shoes. Yeah. And this is like...
I hung out with you guys, which is the best part of it all.
So, just so that people know, too, I mean, this is like legit. You just bought this pair of shoes.
We're not like, hey, let's do a
little transaction, make the story better. No, I mean, he
no,
really
likes you guys
got to
come
shoes.
Down here and check out St. Alfred. They got some good stuff in here.
So, Anthony, I asked Ryan about what shoes he would pick for a bunch of his teammates or which shoes he thought that they would pick out if they were there. But I forgot to ask about you. So what shoe do you think Ryan would have picked for you if I would have said, hey, Anthony Adams, which of these shoes would he have worn?
He probably would have chose some shoes by Jimmy John's. Have you seen those?
No,
they're made out of bacon. They're real fly. They real fly, man. I only have one shoe because I ate the other one.
Okay.
But they're nice, man. You can tie them up with like little, you know.
I have not seen these yet. I'll have to check these out.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're comfortable.